FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Welcome, everybody, to the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. We're going to dive into this weekend in Seattle, look back at how we did at Indy Triple Crown, introduce you to the guys at Bet Online as well to bet some real money on the sport of Supercross. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun time this weekend in Seattle, right? Thanks to Fly Racing, man. 25 years of Fly Racing. Great guys, great company. Head to toe, they got you covered. Goggles, boots, helmet, gear, flyracing.com for more information. And of course, the folks at 100% Pulp 30 saves you at anything at 100%. And it's got goggles the Jet Lawrence guy races that wears, and Star Racing wears. Pulp 30 code to save at 100%. So got great casual wear, mountain bike stuff as well. Their mountain bike helmets really, really good. Pulp 30 code to save, motorsport.com, we'll tell you more about later. betonline.ag as well, we'll introduce that segment, of course. And thanks to the folks at Yamaha for coming on board. So thank you to those guys. And yeah, really appreciate everybody listening and playing the game. All right, let's get the experts on the line, shall we? And talk some Indy, talk some Seattle, talk some betonline.ag. All right, as I talked about on the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast, let's look back at how we did at the Triple Crown, where I did get eight in, and that was about the highlight. And then we will look ahead to Seattle this weekend, 250 West Series, of course, approaching, and we'll talk some Bet Online as well, like I mentioned. So with me on the line from Renthal, it's Paul Parabinos. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, Steve? What's up, good boys?
Yep. Thanks for coming on, jumping on.
Of course.
Also on the line, Fly Racing, flyracing.com. It's Jason Thomas. What's up, JT?
Not too much. I'm here in Seattle. I'm here. I'm on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Weather?
Beautiful right now.
All right. Also on the line, Get and Athena. Of course, big part of the HRC program lately. Dan Truman. Hi, Dan.
Hey, boys. Yeah. JT, I hear the weather might be changing. We might be looking okay a little bit for Saturday. Possibly?
It's pretty much going to be hit and miss all the way through. Like, it's very similar weather reports. The thing about Seattle is you don't typically get, like, hard rain. So I think there's a chance it'll be okay. Now, could we get some rain throughout the race, whatever? Yes. But would that turn into, like, a quagmire? I don't think we're going to get that.
All right. Triple Crown Indy, JT 215. Dan 208, Paul 202, Mark's 202, and then a drop off to me 184, and then a drop off to Roto 177. So yeah, not great. I would like to.
Not been your year, Steve.
Has not been my year. High
score. When do you think he'll have his year?
Well, sir, I won motocross. I won motocross last year, sir.
Yeah.
All right, 269 high score. 88% of people had eight in the main. Mark said over 400 people or 600 people missed eight in the main. FFL, 60% of people picked one. 52% got it right. Again, three chances at it. It was Bennick, Swole, and Vial. And I had Vial. So, wait, did I have Vial? I don't remember. 63% of 450s, 5.4% got it right. Yes, I had Vial. I did not have – I had Jet also, who I would think – on the 96% of people who did not get it right had Jet as well.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Right.
I think we all had Jet.
For Indy. I think everybody had Jet. So top scorers in the Triple Crown, Nick Romano, 50. And, of course, I had him last week. Yeah, sweet. Thanks. Ryder Floyd, 34. Jerry Mart, 32. Hardy, 32. Hymus, 30. And Jeremy Hand, 28. I had Jeremy Hand. That was he was a 7 handicap, and this is kind of his home race. He's ridden well before. He's been in 450s. This was a 250 appearance, so I went with Jeremy Hand, 28. Max Anstey was my all-star. He was my next highest score, which is not good. 15 for Anstey. Rough night for him. And then I had Luke Neese, who just had to beat one guy. Couldn't quite do it. Showed up, rode well, and then to get in, and then that was it. And then Jalik Swole was my last guy, 10 points for Jalik. So to have an 11-point guy and a 10-point guy, and Jalik's bike broke, I did the math. The rough math had him at sixth overall. if he had finished anywhere near when his bike broke. But instead, he went all the way back down to 11th overall, which is missing double points. I didn't give the pick trend, by the way. I had the three highest pick trends. Luke Nee, 60%. Han, 54%. Anstey, 49%. Then it was Hymus, then Vial, then Romano. JT, since you won, what was your team?
So I had Romano, and what a beautiful weekend by the gentleman from New York City. Got me 50 points. I haven't had 50 points from much of anybody this year, so I will damn sure take it. I know that everybody got burned on the other end of that, which makes it all the sweeter. So thank you, Nicholas Romano. My next guy was way down here. My next guy was Max Anstey with 15 points, sadly enough. I kind of went with the high handicap guys with Anstey had a horrible day, and then I had Nice and Baseflug, and both of them pooped the bed. I had an 11 and he got 22, and I had a 10 and he got 21. So it's pretty bad. I just got very lucky with that 50, and I had Vial as my, first of the finish line. So, it could have been just a blowout 250 class, but these guys can't seem to get anything other than last place.
Well, a lot of us had Nick Romano last week when he didn't qualify.
That's what I said.
And, but also too, like you said, 50 points, the next place guy in second place was 16 back. So that's a big jump. Like you had Nick Romano and you did really well, or you didn't. Right. So that was kind of where that was. Paul, what'd you have?
Yeah. I mean, for sure you spoke about it. You had to have Romano to win. I think Dan stated that on the podcast last week, and I think we all picked him as our lock. Right. So yeah, 50 easy from him. I wish I had him on my team, but I didn't. But the next day on my team was a good pick. I did go Ryder Floyd. I texted a gentleman by the name of a Dark Side, who I think has a relationship with this fella. And I didn't really get much feedback, but honestly, I thought he would do all the laps. And like JT, I went high handicaps just because I didn't really like a lot of the mid-range value guys. Like I couldn't pick Hardy. I wasn't wild about Hymus or Hand. They turned out to be better picks than I had. Jeremy Martin was red on my screen. So, and I wasn't picking Levi Kilbarger. I mean, I think he's my age. So, or Brock Poppy. So I took Luke Nice and Preston Boesvlug, and both of them missed double. So that's great. But I did have Vial as my all-star, and I did have Vial as first to the finish line. So that's okay, I guess. But yeah, kind of frustrating when, you know, you have all the guys in the mid bent and there's a bunch of 11s and you pick the ones that don't get double.
Dan.
Yeah, I'll give Paul credit on this. Paul helped me a lot. I was busy in Indy. So I leaned on Paul a little bit to give me some advice on the Ryder Floyd thing. I could not pick Nick Romano, as you guys, you know, couldn't either. So I had the next best two guys though, in Ryder Floyd and Hardy. I had mentioned Hardy on the show last week and, you know, JT, we went back and forth. JT had had him the week before. So I did good with that with 34 and 32. I had Vial, FFL. That was great. But then it went bad. I had Anstey as my all-star and Luke Nice. I mean, Luke Nice has been a really good pick in the past, but he was bad all three races. I think he pulled off early on two of the three. So, yeah, unfortunately, Paul picked him for me, but I was going to pick him as well. So, thank you, Paul, for helping out. But yeah, it just sucks when you pick the one guy who doesn't get double.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think we all kind of would think that Nice would beat Poppy and Kilbarger. I don't think anybody would say that would not be the case. And it just didn't happen. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I don't know either. No, sad. 450s Indy, Chiz 34. Mitchell Harrison, 34, Barsha, 32, Cade, 32, McElrath, 30, Drake, 30. So it's really, really tight in this class. And pick trend was Derek Drake, Barsha, Tomac, Harrison, Cade. I had four of the top five pick trends, which usually ends up how it goes. I had Barsha, 32. He was a handicap too. He had one of his really good races, even with a fall in there. Cade, I went with Cade. Kind of thought about our discussion last week in the pod where, like, hey, I'm going to not pick Cade because he's going to be a 16 at Seattle and he'll be back in the main. But then I started thinking, will he? I don't know. Because this is based on speed and the other races are based on races. So I ended up picking Cade. because I don't know. He may burn me in Seattle, but maybe not. And I went with Derek Drake. He's back from injury, and he's at 11. So I was like, well, Drake will motor around out there, and he did all right. My all-star was Tomac. Triple Crown is really his strength, and, man, he just never had it. Wasn't a good round. I'll take the 18. It's a loss of 7. Not too bad. And I had Jet for FFL, so that's where that went wrong. JT?
Yeah, I had a ton of a similar team. I had Mitchell Harrison, and he's been pretty good. Like, he's shown an ability to ride pretty well if he gets in the main event, and I already had crossed that bridge. If you did not have Aiden, I don't have a lot of sympathy for anybody. So he was in, and nice job from him. I had Cade, and I had the similar thoughts about Seattle, but I knew weather was going to be iffy, just looking ahead. And he has not given me any confidence that he could qualify in a race environment in 2024. So I just went with kind of the easy button. And I know, just like you're saying, Steve, there's a chance that, you know, this weekend really, you know, plays out differently and there's more points to be had. But when he's the fourth highest scorer, like, I don't think it was a loss. You know what I mean? Like, even if he gets 50 this weekend or something, I will take my fourth highest score and just move along and know that it was okay. I had Drake also. And I thought it could be better than 18th. I really did. But when I have 16, 17, and 18 on my team, it kind of doesn't matter, if that makes sense. You know, like, if he got 16th, so what? You know what I mean? I had all three of them anyway. And then my all-star was Ken Roczen, who was lights out all night. I did pick Jet for first to the finish line. That second race, I thought he really blew it. He had it and screwed up the rhythm. And, yeah, Kenny was really good, but Jet really blew that second race first lap.
All right, Dan.
By the way, Jet thinks we should have last to the finish line as bonus points because I've told him going into the last main, like, hey, man, you go across the finish line first, I get 15 bonus points. He don't seem to care much. So just throwing that out there. For if Mark wants to throw last to the finish line, we could debate about it. But I had Jet FFL. He did not get it. And then, yeah, Cade and Drake, I looked at them all day. Obviously, Paul helped. And I just, same as you, Steve, we talked about Seattle. But, I mean, I thought he was able to get the most points. I couldn't pick Harrison. Remember, I had him the week before. So I had 32 and Drake 30. So I didn't leave much on the table there. And then the pick that Paul helped me with was Devin Simonson. He's been pretty good. At an 11, he got 28 points. So I thought that was a great pick. And then Cooper Webb was my all-star. Left 7 points on the table there just with that crash. So thanks, Cade. But yeah, unfortunately, I left 7 points on the table. But overall, I still had a really good week without having Romano on my team. I think I did good.
All right, Paul?
Yeah, so I just went high handicap. So I tried to pick the best 3 11s of the 5 11s that were in the main event and luckily got it right and had them all available to me. So pretty stoked on that. And I looked at it as, man, I could take Harrison and Cade here in, where the hell is this race from? Where were we just racing?
Indy.
Yeah. I could take those two at Indy and not have to sweat them trying to make the main on my team in Seattle is kind of how I looked at it. Right. So, yeah, Harrison, Clayson and Drake were my team. I went Eli Tomac like you as my all-star and man, I don't know. I'm not going to pick him in soft, ruddy conditions anymore, I guess, because he wasn't great at Detroit and he wasn't great here. And then, yeah, got the FFL wrong because Kenny got it all 3 times, I think. So, yeah, That's my team.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And we're going back to the West Coast, as we mentioned, this weekend in Seattle, 250 West. So, yeah, weather looks all right, I guess. We do have a bit of a mud program already or delayed race program. They're cutting one practice out of the deal. So please keep that in mind as well. And then we have random prizes as well. Thanks to the folks at motorsport.com for the $25 gift card for a championship user. You don't got to be that good at it. Big Chris 036 will get you a $25 motorsport gift card. Our jerky prize package is Brunel 264. And grillyourassoff.com is Adriel Rocks. So thanks everybody for playing and thanks for those companies for giving out a random prize. I mentioned Fly Racing and 100% off the top of the show. I also want to thank the folks at motorsport.com. Go through the banner on Pulp MX to help us out. It takes you to motorsport.com and whether it's Fly, whether it's Renthal, whether it's Athena, whether it's Maxxis, whatever it is, 100%, they'll give you the best prices out there and dedicated team of gearheads there to help you out. Great return policy as well. I think it's free return, free shipping, anywhere $69, easy return policy. And they got it all, OEM and aftermarket parts, man. Thanks to the guys at motorsport.com. They do the FFL prizes on our league as well. So thank you to those guys. And then, again, thanks to Fly 100%. And also, something new we're going to talk about each week on the pod, betonline.ag. They partnered up with the PulpMex Fantasy. They're going to get this party started to bet real money on these Supercross races. They're starting this weekend in Seattle. They've been in business for over 20 years. They got bets on the winner, podium, hole shots, and more coming into the sport. More lines are promised in the future as well. We'll be sharing these odds on our podcast each week, and we're going to talk to some of us experts, quote-unquote, on what they think are some good bets. We touched on it on Moto 60 show. And so, yeah, betonline.ag. If you go to PulpMex Fantasy, you'll see the banner on there, and that'll take you to the guys at betonline.ag. Go to Motorsports. It's under there, and that helps us out as well. So if you like the Pulp Fantasy and you want to bet some real money on this stuff, this is the way to go. And so for the first weekend to kick this thing off, we'll go. I guess we'll start with this. Let's go 450 class first. Jet Lawrence, 3 in a row. He's plus 160 right now to win the race. And if you think Derek Drake's going to win, plus 5,000. So it's not you know, I mean, if you it's a mutter or whatever, yeah. But that's the kind of odds they have at Bet Online across the board. They got podium and 250 class as well. JT, it's basically even money for Jet to win.
Yeah, that's you're getting a little more value there. But you know, it depends on how you view the race. Like, there are many in this industry that think that Jet's going to go on a run and maybe win out here or win 90% of the races on the way out. If that is your bias and you believe that, then I think plus 160 is really great odds here. If it starts downpouring, maybe look at Aaron Plessinger, maybe look at Kenny. Like, you're getting, 7-1, 18-1 on your money for those guys. Outside of them, I think Tomac hasn't looked great. We know that. But Sexton and Webb, I think Webb at plus 500, pretty attractive. Like, he's been great lately, right? Like, if you told me Cooper Webb won on Saturday, I wouldn't bat an eye. And you're getting 5-1 on your money. So,
yeah, so basically, for people who want to know, 5-1, plus 500,
yes.
You bet $100. Yeah. And you win $500, so $600 payout, basically.
Yep.
So you win $500 if you put $100 down on Cooper Webb to win, which is not, like you said, he's got two wins this year. He's good at this kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah, the only bets I really don't like are Sexton. I don't think you're getting near enough value there at plus 180. Like, there's no way I would touch that. And then basically everything outside of, like, AP – and like Anderson, I'm out. AP is like the closest thing you could talk me into betting anything. Everybody outside of that, I think you're just pissing money and lighting it on fire. These Mookie and Hunter Lawrence and all this. Yeah, great. It's 33-1, but there's no way. Like, they're not even in the race.
If you bet $100 on Derek Drake to win, you get $5,000.
Yeah. Well, I will. If anybody wants to bet me Derek Drake winning, I will take your money.
No, you got to go to betonline.ag to do that. No, do not bet with JT.
You get my point. Like,
yes.
These are dark horses. You want to bet a dollar? Great. Yeah. Okay, cool. But, there are some bets here that make sense. It's just who's going to be right and who's going to be wrong. Some of these are just, it's part of the game. Like, it's like if you go bet on golfing, there's a guy that's 150th in the world. It's, plus 2,000 or something.
Yeah. To me, like you brought up, JT, Sexton's plus 180 and Cooper Webb is plus 500. And I don't know if this is just based on last week's results or what exactly the odds makers are doing. But yes, Cooper Webb's got more wins than Chase Sexton this year. He's ahead of him in the points. And I'm getting more for Cooper Webb. Chase Sexton? Yeah, give me Cooper Webb.
Chase's win was in the mud.
Yeah, but this isn't going to be mud like this. This is
I don't mean it that way. I mean it like he's won once all year and it was a mud race.
Yeah, so I like the Webb at a plus 500. But honestly, I think Jet's got this again. I would bet on Jet Lawrence if I was going to bet on anybody for a 450 win.
It is good odds. Plus 160 for the guy that everybody thinks is going to win. You won't get that very often. You'll usually get like minus 110 in that scenario. So they're giving you pretty good odds here.
Agree.
Now we do have a 250 podium odds and we have a 250 winner odds as well. I'll tell you what, the Shimoda Realist is on the line here. And with this huge break and with him being so many points back, This could be a Shimoda win.
No.
Pressure's off.
Yeah, you're right. It could be. I think win is a jump. I think he'll be on the podium. I think he'll ride better 100%. But I don't think he's going to win. I think Levi and RJ are going to be too much. And Jordan's going to be in the mix too. I don't know when, but I like him for a podium.
He's plus one.
Maybe bet that for a podium.
155 for a podium.
Yeah, see, that's not really a great odds though either. Especially for a guy that does he have a podium? No, yes, he has one. I'm sorry. He got a podium at Glendale.
Dan, do you like anything? Stands out? You betting fiend that you are?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you guys were saying. I like what JT said about if it is a mud race. I like Kenny and Coop. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of money put on Jet. I mean, he has been winning. Even money for a favorite's good. You can't get even money on Max Verstappen to win an F1 race.
It's better. It was even money. It's now plus 160.
That's really good. Probably not a lot coming in on it right now. So there, you know, the odds do change. Lines will change. I know people are asking about that. But you can't get that on like Verstappen or something else, which is more of a guaranteed win probably than Jet. But I like a lot of pretty much the same thing you guys said. I would look at the weather. If it is a mud race, I mean, I'll definitely put $100 on a couple of the other guys. You know, if you put it on Webb, Kenny, and AP, and one of those three win, you still make money. You know, even if you put $100 on all three of them, you know, and one of them was the win. So I love it. I just love that we have the option to do the betting. It's been something our sports needed for a long time. I gamble with a lot of people on a lot of different stuff, and there are a lot of people very excited about it.
Yeah, look, we get it. Putting money down isn't for everybody, and you can play Pulp Mex Fantasy and win dirt bikes and prizes and Yamahas and all of that. But, yeah, if you want to take it to the next level and put some money down, then betonline.ag is the place to go. Go through the banner on pulpfantasy.com to help us out. JT, would you do a minus 200 Jet to podium?
That's a pretty good one. The only trouble with that bet is I think for Jet to not win, something's going to go wrong. And does he get on the podium if something goes wrong, right? Like, I would if I'm going to bet on Jet, I would rather take the value of plus 160 than I would the minus 200.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awful. And just so people know, you put $100 on a minus 200, it only returns you 50.
Yeah. I just have a hard time thinking he podiums and if he doesn't win. That's all. And it could happen, but I don't like that scenario very well. I think if Jet's in the play to win, he probably wins.
Yep.
All right. Check it out, everybody. BetOnline.ag. What's your best bet, then, JT?
Jet learns to win.
Okay. All right.
I would say either Webb at plus 500 or Jet to win plus 160.
Okay.
Those are the two best bets on the board.
I think I agree with you. And I kind of like Shimoda to podium, plus 155.
There's not enough value there, though. If you're like plus 300, I agree with you. But 155 is – I don't know. Like, it's not,
I mean, he got fourth at all. Yeah, he got fourth at every race. He did get a third at Glendale. But remember, Smitty had that run-in with Kitchen. Yeah. I mean, he was by far better than Joe that night.
I think a pretty good bet is if it doesn't rain, if it's dry, Jordan Smith plus 300 is a pretty good bet. I like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty decent value there.
Okay.
I just think that Smitty, RJ, and Kitchen are the best three guys right now.
This is when Shimoda shines, though.
Yeah, but I don't know that he's going to shine enough to outclass these three.
Those three are still in the title, and they are going to be fast. I agree. Joe has no pressure now. This is where Joe should shine and everything else, but you still got to be better than those three, and those three are really good. And don't forget Thrasher. Thrasher's been really fast. Yep. So
we don't got no odds on Thrasher, though.
I'm just saying, as a person that's going to beat Joe.
Yeah, he could ruin your bet, though.
Is he racing this weekend, or is he hurt?
I mean, I've seen him in videos riding, so I assume he's racing. I don't know. I mean, but then Mosman is racing, too, so maybe, I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think Mosman can come off the couch and be a podium guy. I just don't.
No, I'm just saying Mosman is racing, so maybe Thrasher's out. Maybe that's why they put stars sending him.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. I just mean that Thrasher could win the race. If Thrasher won the race, I'm not surprised at all. At all.
All right. BetOnline.ag. Check it out. Go through the banner on Pulp Mix Fantasy. That helps us out. And a real way to bet real money on our sport, which is cool. It's a long time coming. I'm a sports bettor, NFL, some NHL. Dan and JT are betting on everything at all times.
Come on, Dan is.
So, yeah, it's an exciting way to get things going in our sport. Okay, let's do Pulp Fantasy for Seattle, if we can.
I was going to say one last thing.
Yep.
If you do decide to do this, just go through the normal Pulp MX Fantasy website and then click through. That's Please. The only thing. Yeah, that helps us a tremendous amount.
Yeah, exactly.
And bet responsibly, people.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
That shit can go crazy quick.
Yeah, good point. Don't be like Dan. Don't be like Dan, everybody. Dan, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I do a great job. So, I don't know, be like Dan.
Yeah. Breaking news, Dan feels like Dan does a great job. Okay, let's get into it. I don't think Thrasher's racing. I'll check. Dan, you have him picked. Max Volin's out. Mosman, let's start with Mosman because that's probably the most intriguing guy. Star Racing Yamaha, he's been out all year. He's a handicap one for Seattle, Pulp MX Fantasy. I like that. I just think he's a seventh place guy, sixth place guy. So I'll give me that one, Paul.
You're speaking Mosman?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he'll get into the top five, but there's a chance, right? He's super talented. We've never seen him on a non-Austrian bike. I don't know if that means anything, but you never know. But I do feel, even coming off the couch, but being on that team, I think he's a 5 to 10 guy. So at a one, there's value, and I think there's a lot of hidden ceiling or opportunity for high ceiling. So I'm kind of with you, Steve. I want to watch him in practice, see how he looks. But if he qualifies well, yeah, I think he's going to end up on my team as well.
What do you think, JT Mosman?
It's so hard to know without really seeing him ride. Sure, is the talent there? The bike's there. Everything's there. All the pieces of the puzzle are there. But I've said that so many times about Mosman and been so disappointed. Mm-hmm. So on paper, if you're telling me that he's back to his old self, which I don't think that this team puts him out there if he's not, that's just not how they kind of do things. Yeah, it looks pretty good. But just be prepared to have your heart broken because that's what he does.
I feel like, yes, JT, you have a point, but he's going to be frisky.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be one of those situations where it's you don't know what you had until it's gone type thing, and he could be like, wow, I was on the couch, and I got to figure out how to make money a different way, and it could be a really, really, yeah.
Yeah, but the one thing is he's going to be double points next week in St. Louis on good dirt and everything else too, right? So
is that?
I mean,
I should know this. Is that a showdown?
Yeah, it's
or
a
no?
West. It's a West race. Everyone thinks it's East. It's a West race.
A showdown or no? Yeah, not
East
not a
doesn't race again until
Yeah, East doesn't race till Foxborough. So, with it being another West race, Mosman will have one more week of racing under his belt. His handicap's probably not going to change too much unless he goes out and wins, which I don't have him winning. I don't know. I think you could wait and be. You're not going to lose value like we did with Romano. You know what I mean? The last 2 weeks, I don't think in that sense.
Okay.
Thrasher's in, by the way.
Thrasher's in. I was just going to say, like I was telling you. Yeah, Thrasher's in.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one more guy. That's probably one more guy that beats Mosman. You know what I mean?
So do you like Thrasher to minus one, Dan?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Nate, if you told me Nate wins the race on Saturday, I'm like, cool, yeah. I mean, no surprise at all.
I mean, his results are on the podium or they're DNFs, basically. He's gone 21, yeah, 18, I mean, 1, 3 DNF. So, like, if as long as he stays on two wheels, he gets a trophy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I take Thrasher to do better than Shimoda. Like, that's what I take, unless something unless he crashes. That's
I agree.
Yeah, JT?
Yeah, I like Thrasher a lot if he's racing. I would take Thrasher over Mosman.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did that. I just took Mosman off and put on Thrasher.
Okay, I like Ryder D at a three. Dan?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, I like Ryder D. Last time we seen him in Glendale, he had that crash, but he was up front.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's had weeks off. He's been racing. He's fine. He's healthy. I think Ryder D at a three is a great value.
JT, who do you like besides the ones we talked about?
I have some guys picked right now, which it wasn't that easy, but I think we should look at like Ryder D. If you look at how good he was,
okay.
Did you just say him?
We just, sorry, we just
I was talking. Looking at guys. I'm sorry. Did you guys mention Mumford yet?
Nope.
No.
Okay. I like Monty a lot. If you look at the way he was riding kind of on the 250, I think he has speed. And at a four in this class, I think he gets in there. So, sorry, I was trying to pick my team. I apologize.
We're losing Oldenburg. So that's one more spot for Mumphy, theoretically. So there is that as well. But I guess Mosman's coming in as well. So, okay. Got a lot of background noise from somebody, please. Thank you.
Just Dan at the airport.
Is Jorgensen racing? The Danish?
No, that's okay. A long way to go, man.
Yeah, Jorgensen's racing. Yeah, he's on the team, AJE, and he's been riding really good this week. He's a nine. I definitely think he makes the main event, but I think the ceiling for him is, 15, 17, somewhere around there. I don't see him doing much better than that.
I was thinking Dan because he's just Euro and it's muddy and ruddy. I don't know.
Well, he's praying. If it's mud race, pick him for sure. At the San Fran mud race, I think he was ninth until the last lap and he got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So all this week he was like, man, I just hope it's muddy again and, I can get through the last lap because he is very good in the mud. So if it's muddy, Jorgensen's on my team 100%.
Okay.
I just don't think it's going to be that muddy.
Yeah, you're saying San Fran muddy, San Diego muddy. Right, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just don't think it's going to be San Fran muddy. Yeah.
What about Mumphy, Dan? Four.
Yeah, I like Mumphy out of four. I do think there's some higher handicap values there, too, that just we're going to have to look at. I go back to looking at heat race lineups. I think there's going to be six guys in both heats that are going to probably get in for sure, and those last three spots are going to be open for guys like Jorgensen and some of Paul's guys that he's talked to and sponsor on the West Coast. I don't know which bike Garen's on, if he's on the Cowie or if he's on AEO or not this weekend, but he could be a good pick too.
Yeah, speaking of AEO, I like the AEO guys this weekend to both be in the main event, and they're a 9 and a 12, and that's Talon Hawkins and Lux Turner. We didn't get to see a lot of Lux Turner at Anaheim, but he went straight into the main event, I believe, and then he crashed out in DNF, and he's been hurt since. But this is a guy that's been in shape outdoors. I know Jeremy at AEO really believes in him. He's been riding really, really well. I might be already willing to go out and say that this is my lead pipe lock, is Lux Turner.
He had pretty serious injuries, though. He's all healthy.
Yeah, he's been riding. Yep, okay. He's all good.
All right. Max Miller, anybody want to go there again?
Nope, I've had enough of that fun ride.
This is a hometown race?
That's okay.
Okay. JT, Max Miller, hometown?
No, I think I'm out. Okay. I've picked him several times, and the obvious here, he just crashes all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to pick someone who almost guarantees going to crash. That's why I stay away from Hardy. I know he knows how to ride. But if you crash, it doesn't matter if you can ride or not.
Can I interest you in a Phil Nicoletti at a two?
If it's muddy. Yeah. If it's muddy, I'm in.
I was kind of interested, Steve. But, when you look at Mosman at a one and Thrasher at a minus one, I think Phil becomes less attractive. But what I love about Phil is I think he's going to be top five on the start. And I think Seattle is a track where you want to get a good start because it's going to be super rutted. And there's going to be a lot of people making mistakes in the back of the track, in the back of the pack. So Phil, I think, can exceed his handicap quite a bit. I mean, he was eighth at Glendale. He was 10th the weekend before. He got a fourth in the mud. At a two, I don't think he got a ton of value, but I do think he gets double.
Dan, where are you at with Phil? Phillip at a two.
Yeah, I like Phil.
Okay.
I think with Oldenburg out, I don't think there's a ton of value, but I like what Paul said. He's going to get a good start. He's going to be good about the same either if it's muddy or not. So, yeah, I think there's value there. Like, for me, I like my team right now as a safe team. Okay. The only thing I would change is if there is some more, riskier guys like Jorgensen looks good or Lux Turner or Max Miller. I mean, I'm not against Max Miller. I know he's burned me. I think he's burned me twice already this year, but it is his home race. I picked him at Washougal and he did really good for me there. So I could maybe turn back to Miller.
I guess more on Miller. I dismissed him straight away, but like, the thing that what entices me about him is I think he does good once he gets to the long race, but he always crashes trying to qualify to get there. But he was 15th at Glendale, he was 16th at A2, and he's a 10. But the hardest thing is getting him in the main. So maybe if he has a really nice looking heat race lineup, I'll go for it.
Yeah, and that's where I mean, you need to look at the heat race lineup. I think that if it's between him and Jorgensen, I probably pick Miller with the one, the home race and one more handicap than Maddie. So
okay, All Stars. For this race, I kind of like Jordan.
I like Jordan Smith.
Yeah, I like Jordan. I like RJ. Yeah.
I like Levi.
Yeah, those three are on the podium, in my opinion. So I think All-Stars is pretty easy here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, right?
I agree.
Yeah. Everybody's available to everybody. There's nobody that can't pick somebody because
mm-hmm.
It was an East race last week. I just think with Jordan at a three, RJ and Levi, I think that's your podium unless something happens. Yeah, just, you know, throw a dart.
Dan, FFL?
And they all max out. Right, because they're twos and threes, they all match
up
on the podium.
FFL, I mean, it's definitely iffy in this class, but Levi has the most of them, and has been the best starter of the three of those guys, I guess you should say.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going to gamble and pick one, I would go with Levi, but I don't think this is a class you really need to pick one.
All right, let's pick our four and 100% lead pipe lock. Pulp 30 is the code to save at 100%, as I said off the top. I don't see any reason Ryder D comes off my team or Thrasher. Three and a minus one. That I don't think they come off, no matter what. Now Paul talked me into Lux Turner. That could easily change. And then my All-Stars, RJ, but I can go whatever. Like Levi and Jordan are all great as well. And then my 100% lead pipe block is Ryder D. Go ahead, JT.
So my team at the moment is Ryder D. Levi is my All-Star. And like we talked about, it could be any of those guys. I would feel okay with it. Carson Mumford is a four. He's on there, and Thrasher is for now. It's either going to be him or Mosman. I don't know. I guess Thrasher's fine. I don't really know. I have zero information. But if I heard like, oh, he just started back and we didn't think he was going to make it, I'm probably pulling him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Paul.
Right now my team is, Ryder D, Lux Turner, Nate Thrasher, and Jordan Smith. I was in the midst of looking up the points to see where Thrasher was in points, just to see if he did crush it, would he move to an All-Star or anything? Because that can kind of affect my choice. But, yeah, right now that's my squad, and Lux Turner is my lead pipe lock.
JT, what was your lead pipe lock?
I didn't give you it, but I'm going to go with this has got to be one of the guys on my team because we didn't have anybody last week. Man, Ryder D has been DNF and all, and he killed me at Arlington. No, what race was that?
Glendale.
Yes, he killed me at Glendale.
I think.
God, I guess I'll go Ryder D, but I don't feel very confident in it.
All right, Dan.
Right now, I have Jordan Smith, my All Star, Nate Thrasher, Ryder D, and Phil, and I'll go with Thrasher as my lead pipe lock.
All right.
Back to when I was speaking about points, Thrasher has 50 points, and it's 60. The guy in eighth has 63. So he has to outscore him by quite a bit to get up there. But, I mean, it is feasible.
All right. 450s for Seattle. And let's start with All-Stars this time. Jets are minus one. I'm out because I think Sexton, I think Webb, they're both twos. Kenny is good, two. Yeah, give me Sexton, Webb, or Rocks and JT, all good, two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have like AP.
Okay.
Just in case the skies come apart. But even if it's dry, I'm fine at a five. Like, you're going to tell me he's got to get top six?
Right.
Okay. Like, I don't think he's getting worse than, like, eighth, you know? So that's 20 points. And then if it's muddy, I'll take that every single time. So,
JT, don't you think dirt-wise in Seattle, it would have to rain a fuck ton for it to be, like, a mudder?
Yeah. I'm just worried if they pull the tarps off and we get something crazy come through. But, yeah, it's going to be soft no matter what, but I think the odds of like San Francisco Quagmire are like under 10%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, who do you like for an All-Star? They're all good.
I'm looking right. For All-Star, I like Kenny.
Yeah.
I like Kenny for an All-Star.
Yep. The way he's been riding. Yep.
Yeah, he's been riding great. I like Chase though too. Chase rode great last week, and I think if you went Kenny or Chase, I think you're fine. I mean, and this is the state I would say. I mean, you could pick Jet, but I think Kenny or Chase get more points. That's all.
All right, Benny Bloss is in this weekend. We thought he broke his collarbone, but I guess they misdiagnosed it, so he's racing.
No way, really?
Yeah,
they misdiagnosed it.
Yep.
No way.
I don't know, man.
I don't think you did. I just that's wild.
Cade's a 13. I can't pick him, but I think most of us can't. What about Vince? Vince is back. Moto Concepts is at this race. He's a five, Paul. I feel like that's right around where he should finish, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I do like it because he gets a great start typically, and I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think start's going to be important, more important here than maybe usual. But I don't know. I think, Adam Cincirillo is a five also. Who do you go between those two?
I don't know.
That's where we're at. I can't believe that's a question. Yeah.
I know, right?
I don't know. I right now I have AC. I know it hasn't been great. His last three finishes are 15, 12, 12. But five is high, man. So I don't know. I'm kind of looking at him right now. Just, I know it's not great, but I'm kind of looking at him.
I like Hunter at a one. Probably better. Is he back riding a lot?
He's not healthy. He's
yeah, I don't know about that yet, Steve. Okay. I think it's early for that. Oh, I mean, he was 11th last weekend.
Yeah, but then
I mean, he is literally the prototypical we're lucky to be racing.
Yeah, but then, like, he should be stronger each week, and he was already doubled.
I mean, how fast do you think a broken scapula heals?
Well, it's seven more days.
I don't know. I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible that he gets top 11. I just, like, with the picks available, pick somebody that's healthy. Like, he's going to be wounded, you know?
It's not really a track you float around either. Like, it's going to take some shoulder strength to navigate.
Yeah, he's definitely hurting. He's definitely hurting. Like JT said, he's happy to be out there. I would take, I know Malcolm hasn't been great, but I would take Malcolm over Hunter in this case. Just, you know, Malcolm's healthy and, you know, there's upside that Malcolm maybe has a good race. I like Barcia too at a one.
I just always look at it like this, Steve, and for players, if you know there's a problem, like they have big bike issues, they don't have any budget for extra, like, why are you going to pick that? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's in a seven or something where like, I have to pick him. Like he's, when you know there's an issue going in, like, just stay away unless it has to be picked, you know? And I don't think he has to be picked at a one.
I don't know if he's racing, but Brees at a 14 is good. But there's a Vegas Arena Cross next weekend. So I don't, that's a big travel.
Home-ish race.
Yeah, home-ish race. That's what I'm saying. Harlan's a 15.
Is Justin Hill racing?
I don't know. I saw you pick them, Dan.
He keeps saying, I'll be back sometime. Like, I don't know what that means. I don't know that he knows what that means.
I think Justin in Seattle, if he was been riding and stuff, I'll try and do some digging, but I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm going to find out right now, Dan.
I like Barcia. I like Hale.
Yeah.
I
like Barcia, too. I can't pick him, but I like that one. Yeah.
And I like Malcolm. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much my team right now.
What about – I got two to talk about. What about Oldenburg and Nichols? Oldenburg was 12th and is only 450 main.
Yeah. I don't know. JT?
Okay.
on a 450, he just seems like he rides around. And you've reported that, Steve. You know what I mean? So I don't think you're going to get some out of this world ride from him is my only concern. Like, he just kind of cruises.
He cruised to a 12th.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
It's a real old... I
do really like AC, though. He's on my team at a five, because that's all I needed to do is kind of cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't do some sort of Olympic balance beam routine on your motorcycle and we're good.
But
I think AC gets a good start, too. So, like, I think AC can put a 10 on the board. I would be his best finish in a while, but at a five, that's great points.
But, JT, I did say that about Oldenburg when he was focusing on 250 West. You know, and now he's done with that, so maybe things change.
I just thought it was kind of a lifestyle thing, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Ferrandis is out again, by the way, people, in case you're wondering.
Brady Norton and 11?
I'll take, Freddie's better than Brees and Harlan, yeah?
Just not getting as much value, right?
Like, right.
I agree. I think the odds are better Norton is in the main event, but in 11, I love the upside of Harlan. I mean, that's a lot of upside.
Yeah. JT, do you like Cade, Brees, or Harlan? 13.
I have Harlan on my team.
Oh, okay. Okay, goddamn.
So that's what I like. It's risky, but you got to figure he's getting better. And 15, man, geez, that's a lot of value. He was so close last week.
I'm with you, JT. I think he's getting better. I think he's going to ride Seattle well, right? More of a dirt style, similar to outdoor, which I think he is better outdoor guy than Supercross guy, so...
Dan mentioned him, but I think Mitchell Harrison's coming around a little bit. He's a nine. So
I just don't like a nine. That's all. Like if you're going to tell me I get Harlan at a 15 or Harrison at a nine.
Yeah, I'm with you, JT. Because to me, right, they're both questionable main event guys. So if you want, I want the 15 of the over the nine if they're both questionable, unless it's a guy like Freese or something that you know will be in the main.
Did your text make it down the Canary Islands yet, Paul? About Hill?
Let me see. The team tenor team manager job is the most coveted in the sport, Steve. So yeah, I don't get a response typically quick. He could be at the Coco Bongo Club or something. Who knows?
It's a great job. Yeah,
he's a great job.
There's not any risk of, you know, if the results aren't there, like it doesn't seem to affect the team.
Well, I don't know another team manager that flies in Saturday morning and out Saturday night.
Yeah.
I feel like I might put in more hours than he does, but I could be wrong.
Malcolm's a zero. Dan mentioned that as liking it. And yeah. All right. Okay. Let's name our team 100% lead pipe lock as well. I got Sexton at a 2, AC at a 5. I like that. I like Mitchell Harrison. I don't care what you guys say. At a 9. I don't mind that. I got one more spot to pick, and I'm kind of thinking just when you have that one spot to pick and you're not quite sure, what do? You reach for the Chiz. 6. Sure.
Wow.
Jeez, I don't like your picks at all.
I don't either. You're not going to win anything.
He got mad at me 2 weeks ago when I had Harrison at a 16. He's like, "You're an idiot."
And yeah, he's now like, he wants to choose him at a six.
Sir, I doubt I said you're an idiot, for one. And Chiz got 13th last week in these kind of conditions.
Okay.
I know, but it's a six.
That's and like, I talked to Gary. I talked to Gary after the race.
Oh, you see, know, you're all in your heart.
25, right? The goal is not to get 25.
I talked to Gary.
So it's triple crown.
Gary, yeah. Gary likes where his son is at right now.
Oh, well, what is he going to say?
My kid sucks.
exactly.
By the way, I didn't mention this, but Juju is the jersey. Juju Bomar is the jersey for the winner of Seattle. Thanks to O'Neill and Juju for doing that. Okay, that's my four, and Mitchell Harrison is my lead pipe block. Thank you 100%. All right, Paul, go ahead.
Cooper Webb is my all-star. I really like that. And Cincerillo and Harlan, I really like both of those as well. Right now I have Oldenburg as my fourth. That will likely change. I'm not in love with it, but there isn't a whole bunch more on this list that I am in love with. I don't know if you would go Freese over Oldenburg. They're both fives.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, so I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. That's where I'm at for now.
All right, Dan.
I'm going to go Chase Sexton, all-star. I don't think that changes. Justin Barsha at a 1, and he's also my lead pipe lock. Malcolm Stewart at a 0. And right now I have Justin Hill at an 11. Once we find out if Justin is racing or not, that could change. I do like Oldenburg, though. He would probably be the one I'd put in for Justin Hill.
Man, Barsha the lock, huh, Dan? Maybe I should put him on my team instead of Oldenburg.
I'm hearing good things about making changes. You would hear the same things I hear. But last week was better. He was really high scorer last week at a 3. So I think at a 1, he's got value. That's all.
I'm sorry, Dan, what was your lock?
Justin Barsha.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Dan, JT, what do you like?
My team at the moment is Barsha, Cincerillo, Harlan, and AP, and I will go with AC as my lock, which is a little scary, but what the hell.
I love how you guys are just I like Harlan much as anybody, but you guys are all over Harlan and shitting on my Mitchell Harrison. Harrison's made like 4 mains.
Harrison's a 9, Steve.
Yeah, but he's made 4 mains. You have to get in the main, Paul. You have to get in the main event to score points in this game.
Yeah, but I'm aware. I'm just saying.
Has Harrison made more mains than Harlan?
Yeah, Harrison's made like 4.
Okay, I don't think so, but
I'll go check. All right, let me look right now.
I'd say 3 max, maybe 2.
Stop it.
It's 2 for sure on my list, but let me find this other list.
Yeah, he's on it. He's great.
Yeah, he's made 2.
Do we want to do a Harlan versus Mitchell Harrison?
He's made the last 2 main events, I think, is the only thing that Harrison has made.
He's good in these conditions.
82.
Michigan
Dan's,
guy.
Dan's, or he's made 3 main events. He's made the last 2, and the other one he made was Detroit.
So there we go. Perfect.
All ruddy stuff.
Yep, Michigan. Michigan strong.
So the bet is...
Harlan's missed half the season and still made 3 mains, right?
Harlan's made 1.
I think Harlan has made one.
He's just made one.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. And he got 20th.
Yeah. Michigan. Rocks.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel confident betting that one.
Okay. All right. Well, then, pipe down, everybody.
No, I still think Harlan
scores
more fantasy
points. How about this? I'll bet you $20 that Harlan scores more fantasy points than Harrison.
Yes, that's the bet.
Harlan's got to make the main, though.
So, yeah, so if you don't think he's going to make the main, then you just won $20.
Yeah, he may make the main. I don't like that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
No,
but
I don't like it.
You have no argument then, Steve, because he's a 5 versus a 9 in the main.
Yeah,
event,
but
or a
I think
versus a 9.
The odds are greater that Harrison makes the main for sure. But Harlan, it's not that great of odds. It's not much.
Yeah, well, it's
a odds.
It's a fantasy game for fantasy points. So you just admitted that Harlan's a better pick.
No, I think Harrison's better odds to make the main.
That's not the game.
Okay. All right. Well, the game is to get in the main and then worry about it after that. Okay. All right. FFL? Anyone? 450?
It's a bit of a ways to get there. That's all I got for you. 2 rhythm sections, yeah. A whoop section, cross over the start, and then you get there.
Jet Lawrence?
I don't know. I don't think he cares about leading the first lap anymore. He just wants to make sure he leads the last one, which I believe he will do.
I will continue with my FFL only at Triple Crowns policy because I did go. I broke that policy, and it bit me 3 weeks ago.
I agree. I think I'm out because you got so many guys fighting for the first lap because they know they need to try to get to the front to beat the 18 somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just don't think he's going to, there's no reason for him to get to the first line first.
All right. Dan, did you make your flight?
Yep. I'm about to take off right now. So.
All right. Perfect.
Sorry for the background noise.
No problem.
I did ship out fantasy prizes today. So there were some jerseys that were behind. So I shipped those out. So anyone listening, you should have prizes this week.
All right, awesome. PulpMex Fantasy, Fly Racing, 100% Motorsport.com, BetOnline.ag as well. We're going to share those odds each and every week for that. Thank you for playing. Thanks to Yamaha for the motorcycles. Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
See you.